Hi guys!
Welcome back to the Unraveling the World podcast.
Before we get into today's episode, let's hear from our sponsors.
Okay, so in this week's episode, we wanted to talk about, I guess, the field of journalism and more specifically the recent uprise in the like threats that have been threats against journalism that have recently risen. And this is a topic that not a lot of people know about, and unfortunately there's not been a lot of like information on the internet about how dangerous I guess it is to be a journalist in some countries in the world, including America. And we wanted to kind of highlight some of the reasons why there have been threats against journalists and what we can do about it. So if anyone wanted to begin.
Yeah, so I wanted to also mention a big point. A lot of people are under the impression that these violence or like these attacks only happen in authoritarian regimes, which have sort of like a dictatorship rule, or like there's a lot of power in the head of state or the head of government. But in reality, there's also a lot of problems with journalist safety in democratic regimes, like Ishani said, in America. But there's also a lot of journalist problems in other countries, like Mexico, which is now considered a democratic regime.
Wait, guys, I'm sorry. Did you guys hear any background noise from me?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we should restart.
Okay.
Guys. Wait, I'm sorry. Can you guys not talk for like 15 minutes? I'm recording something. That's why I wasn't talking. Yeah? Thank you.
Sorry, kick me out. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so on this week's episode, we wanted to talk about the field of journalism and the recent threats that have recently risen against journalists. And we wanted to highlight some of the things that have caused these threats to rise and why it is kind of dangerous to be a journalist and where, and especially like what we can do about it as moving forward. So if anyone wants to like begin.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the point that these attacks don't just happen in authoritarian regimes, which are states where there's a lot of power in the head of state or the head of government, but these attacks and this problem is also relevant in democratic regimes like the United States or even Mexico. So the problem is a worldwide issue. It's not exclusive to certain countries or certain states.
Yeah, and I just wanted to highlight like this, like these problems, like these threats against journalists are such a vital issue, because more specifically as to why they've been killed, and that is especially in authoritarian regimes where like threats against and deaths for journalists have especially exponentially grown. I think it's because their job is to, I guess, come up with the truth for investigative journalists, and it is so dangerous that like their lives have been lost doing their job, because like it causes a lot of other people who might want to pursue journalism in the future to kind of want to back away from that field. And I think this is one of the biggest reasons why the field of journalism is like not very, I guess, popular as it was in the past. And it is also like these factors have also caused it to be extremely a very underpaid field. And that's why a lot of colleges don't even offer it as a major anymore. And I think that there's, because of this, like in authoritarian regimes and democratic regimes, like this field has been looked down on for a long time, because I guess obviously there are other ways to get your media, but like I guess it's also really sad because of the really high number of threats and deaths that have recently risen, there's not a lot of information that we have been given to like learn about it. And and recently, like on like last year, November 2nd is known as like the day to recognize the journalists who have lost their lives trying to do their job and stuff. And it is definitely a day where we need to, I guess, educate ourselves on some of the specific stories of journalists who have, I guess, lost their lives in like Mexico, Nigeria, and several other countries, and in America. Because like another issue with this problem is that several times, like on Freedom House, it said that the statistic was that out of the say, for example, out of 10 journalists who are who end up get a case in law, like only one of them end up actually getting the justice that they need against justice that they need. And it is so interesting to see how like it plays out on the other end, because obviously they're not getting the justice that they need, but also the people don't recognize the justice that they deserve.
Right. And like, I want to talk about the Filipino journalists. So like, since I think Marcos Jr. like became president on June 30th, 2022, since then two journalists were murdered, and since 1986, 197 journalists have been murdered. And the issue with that is that, like, normally people are like, oh, what, that's weird, like, small amount. But the thing is that only, like, very few of those cases have actually resulted in convictions. So, it's not fair, because it's kind of like people, like, they do it for a reason, and they don't, like, they punish the journalists for publishing news, and then they don't, and whoever killed the journalist, they just allow it to happen. Like, I don't, and like, aside from the killings, like, the journalists, at least in the Philippines, they still experience, like, other forms of harassment, like, you know, and I'm sure this goes for a lot of other journalists, but, like, online threats and death threats, which, again, that's, like, it's expected that when you're a journalist, you're going to face that. And, like, obviously that's wrong, and so on so many levels. Like, and I feel like we have to work to fix that norm that, oh, if you're a journalist, you're going to face threats. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. That shouldn't even be a thing that, oh, you're reporting something, your family's going to suffer for it, you're going to suffer for it. Like, yeah. I feel like we have to work on that, like, in our generation, that
the aspect to fix that.
I also wanted to say that a lot of journalists also, like, because all their writing expresses their views on certain issues, like, a lot of opinion writing people just express their views. There was a really big article that was circulating about Jamal Khashoggi. He was a journalist in Saudi Arabia, and a lot of his writings were critical writings, and they outspoke a lot on Saudi Arabian politics and human rights issues. And he was a really big journalist in the Saudi Arabian government, and he was actually murdered because the government officials of Saudi Arabia tried to silence his voice, and they didn't want them to oppose, didn't want the people to start listening to the journalists' views and their ideas, and they didn't want there to be uprisings or a revolution against the Saudi Arabian government. So his voice was just silenced to prevent anyone from challenging the authoritarian government. And a lot of these problems happen in all places around our world when they're just trying to do their job by presenting information that they believe is true. And we can see that it's not just in this country, but in, like, issues even in America, or even in Mexico, or even in Nigeria, these problems happen, like, on a day-to-day basis. And it's just really, like, shocking to hear, because before I even heard about this, I just thought, like, a journalist was a simple job, but it's actually a lot of risk, and there's a lot of work and effort that's put into it.
Yeah. And, like, adding on, there was, just to give, like, an overview of how this issue has only been growing. So on Freedom House, Freedom House is basically a website where it talks about, it gives, like, a ranking to all the countries and stuff. And they also release articles about that highlight some of the biggest issues in the world today. And in an article talking about, like, threats against journalists and stuff, it says that almost 2,000 journalists have been killed worldwide since 1992, and 69 have gone missing. And the problem with this is that it's not only the journalists who have, like, these numbers only account for journalists, but the problem comes in where the problem builds where, when, especially in authoritarian or illiberal regimes where I guess the government is coming after journalists with the goal of silencing them. They also threaten their families and loved ones for simply doing their job. And sometimes, like, sometimes some journalists, all they do is report without adding bias into their articles or whatever. And obviously, opinion pieces, they're also, obviously their opinion is inserted into them. But sometimes journalists simply report news, and and it's very scary that, like, even if your, I guess, opinion is not inserted into your work, your job and your life and your family is all threatened, and you never know at what point it is threatened, because like, there's not been a consistent pattern of the types of journalists who have been killed, especially in authoritarian and illiberal regimes, and sometimes democratic regimes, like such as in Mexico or Nigeria. This is a big problem for Mexico, because oftentimes the reason the government comes after journalists is because they work towards uncovering the truth, right? And many countries, they want to work towards trying to be this perfect little country, and many journalists are working against that, and or may not want to, like, I guess,
working against. I think what you're looking for is
they're trying to expose the truth, not even necessarily expose, just to give, like, the truth of it, right? And a lot of times the government, I guess, wants to keep up with this fake persona of who they are, and it is something that definitely needs to be, like, worked against. Yes.
So what do you guys think that people can do to improve journalist safety?
I think the biggest thing is that, I guess, because of the threats that have risen against journalists, a lot of people are very, even though it includes death and stuff, a lot of people are very unaware of the field of journalism. And I think a lot of people think that the reason the field of journalism, like, a lot of people are not interested in it anymore is because of how modern our world has gotten, and they don't consider the fact that, like, the biggest problems come in because of the respect part. Like, a lot of people don't respect journalists. And I think we can begin by, I guess, learning about, I guess, what the job entails, and, like, the complexity of being a journalist, especially in other countries, because I feel like even though in America there are a lot of problems against journalists, and it is definitely a country which has these this problem amongst many others, I think, I feel like we are in the best spot to, I guess, learn about these other journalists in different countries. And I guess, I think the biggest thing would be to donate money, because there's a lot of funds and donations that go around to help these journalists and these families to get the justice that they require in court and stuff. So I think that's one of the biggest things we can do to directly help people.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I think that as much as we try to protect journalists, like, the world will never 100% be right, right? So I think we can always do the best we can, but we should also make sure that the journalists are doing the best. And I know that they are doing the best they can, but to make sure that they're always prepared, like, they should probably I know for sure that there are some, like, there's in journalism training that there's a lot of rules for protection and stuff. I'm not that educated on them, but I guess journalists should always do their best to protect themselves, because there's always going to be bad people out there. And I think I agree, like, donating, I think spreading awareness. Whenever a journalist, like, goes through some sort of harassment, and, like, you see that, I think we should always, like, try to keep the media aware, and, like, we should just try to spread awareness in general. And I feel like that's the best we can do for now, because like I said, there's always going to be bad people.
Yeah.
I agree. Adding on to Malvina's point, I think that like there are many things that we can do and even the government can do. So I wanted to first talk about like what the government could possibly do. There could be like training and resources, and people could, media organizations or international institutions, they could provide a role in like training and resources, like self-defense, and they could provide equipment or like tools to help journalists combat like problems that they face. Not just that, but I think the biggest problem here is ending impunity, because there has to be like a commitment to investigate and prosecute crimes against journalists, because that's the biggest issue, and a lot of people are facing crimes that just goes overseen, and by prosecuting crimes and actually taking action, I think that's like the root of the problem. But I think as teenagers or as like people in society who aren't the government, I think that we should just like take action by advocating for a free press and raising funds. These are points like that have already been brought up, but I think those are important.
Yeah, so based on this, what do you guys think the future of like, I guess the field of journalism will be like?
Well, I mean, I think that, I know this is like, it's not necessarily immediately related to journalism. And like, I'm sorry for answering your question with a question. But like, last week we talked about AI, right?
Yeah.
So like, do you guys think it's possible like for like an AI to like write, like, okay, well obviously someone would have to probably input information, because I'm not sure about how far AI can go. Like maybe there's gonna be some point where AI can publish itself and like, I don't know, it can capture the world's events without anyone even having to type it in. I don't even know. But in the meantime, someone would probably have to write something, and then I guess AI published it. Like, I don't know, like, what do you guys think, like, is the correlation with AI and journalism in the future? Because I feel like there must be some sort of AI.
Because
the field is journalism a growing field? Because I feel like the AI would be able to take, would definitely be able to help it.
I think the field of journalism is not a growing field as much, because first of all, the pay, it's heavily underpaid unless you work for like a big company such as like New York Times, Washington Post, or like some of those major companies. Like our local companies, especially that are state companies, they might not make as much, journalists there might not make as much money, because it fully depends on like on their audience. And I feel like especially in our age, I feel like although we get our source of information, I guess, from these bigger news outlets, but a lot of times it's not like the direct like newspaper kind of media. And I feel like those journalists who are like kind of newspaper based may not, I feel like that field will definitely like tremendously slow, I guess not be as much as popular in the future. But I don't think it would be possible for an AI to completely take over the field of journalism, because it requires interviews with people very, very quickly. And New York Times and stuff, they publish articles almost daily, and they cover like so many stories. I just feel like in the next 10 years at least, I don't think it would be possible for an AI to be able to conduct interviews and know it and be able to like witness something that happens just in front of them. Like, this is a very niche example, but like, say for example, I'm a journalist and I see something happen and like directly with my own eyes, I'm able to, I guess, cover that immediately. I don't think an AI would be able to be everywhere all at once and like try to be able to pick that up and write a news article on that. Like, especially this can connect back to also like being a high school journalist, because I'm a journalist for like our Pirate's Eye, and oftentimes we are aware of some of the things that are happening around school, and I feel like it'd be really difficult for an AI to be able to do that. especially at the school level, because that's a very like lower level, and so I don't think it would be possible for an AI to be able to take that over, especially in the near future.
Yeah, the statement that like journalism, like AI journalism is evolving, but I don't think it's going to completely take over journalism, because like journalism is a really critical thinking, investigative, and it's a very complex field because you need human intuition in it. It's not just reporting the facts, yeah. Writing what happens. It involves like ethical judgment. It involves a lot of skills that can just be done by AI, and it needs like a human touch because there's a lot of verifying information, conducting interviews, and many people might think that, oh, an AI can do this as well. But in your writing, there's a difference between a robot doing it and a human doing it, because ethical judgment is a really big role in journalism.
Yeah.
And I don't think AI can just take over that human element, which involves like empathy, creativity, and the ability to understand like the nuances.
Yeah.
And yes, AI is probably used nowadays to like verify data analysis or automatic like fact checking. Like it can be used for that, but I don't think it can just write like whole stories. It can definitely assist with like efficiency and formatting, but I don't think it can just overtake the entire field.
I feel like oftentimes we think of it's like humans versus AI, and I kind of deeply disagree with that statement. I feel like we can use AI to be better, especially for journalism, because I feel like AI can allow journalism to be faster than it already is, because journalism, I guess, for articles, based on the experience that I've had, it requires several editing rounds, and I feel like if we can definitely use AI to allow journalists to publish articles faster at a very faster pace, which will incredibly increase the efficiency of it, and allow information to get to the public in no time. And this will be very, very surreal, because at least in school, for an article to be published eventually, it goes through like 3-4 rounds of edits, and we could definitely use AI to help us, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like an AI versus humans thing, right? And I feel like another way, and the reason for that, I feel like another way, I guess, I feel like AI won't be able to take over journalism in the near future is because of the several types of journalism that exist today. Like there's the biggest thing is like opinion, and obviously opinion is where humans input their own personal views based on experience or knowledge, and that is something that AI will lack, because an opinion piece, that a good opinion piece at least, comes from experience, and AI won't be able to come up with solid experiences which I guess flow with your opinion in a way that has that human element to it, and that is something that is very vital for a good opinion piece. So I think if anything, I feel like AI could take over direct like news kind of journalism articles, but it would be very difficult, or at least I can't envision it taking over the entirety of this field.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of good topics today. Yeah. We talked about what journalism safety is, which a lot of people don't know about. It's a very, like, people think it's a very minor issue, and some people don't even know that this problem exists.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we had the opportunity to talk about it today, because it's definitely an issue that's really important in our world, and it's a growing problem. And we also talked about things that we all can do to help alleviate this problem. And we also connected to our last week's topic, so I think we covered a lot. So unless anyone else has something to add, I think we reached a good point to conclude our episode.
Yeah, I think we all covered several topics, and I guess we'll see you again next time. All right, bye.